beautiful people.
Indeed, that is one of my biggest pleasure, is always when I went to my own farm.
I think it is important to first understand what a healthy relationship with food is for us to know what it is not.
Not trying.
I can
to
relate.
Be,
I can relate.
Selfish.
So no. You could be your own farmer pretty soon. Who knows?
Trust me when I tell you, there will always be challenges. There will always be risks.
Seems like we have a lot in common.
Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show.
And of course, it's your favorite girl, Sharon Idahosa.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show, where we connect you with the happenings and opportunities in the agricultural sector. If this is your first time listening to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast, my name is Sharon Idahosa, and I am your host. In today's episode, we want to discuss drones and answer the question about the opportunities for youths who are very much interested in drones, and even for those who would want to start up something in this sector. So if you're a youth listening to this podcast, then I want you to sit tight and listen from an exceptional youth in this industry. On this note, join me welcome our guest for today's show, Femi Adekoya, the Flying Farmer. Yes, you heard me, the Flying Farmer. Now, remember the last time we had someone like the Mushroom Queen? So these are people doing amazing things and really creating beautiful names for themselves. So if you really want to do something like this, get ready to do something exceptional. Hi, Femi. Thank you for joining the show today. How are you doing?
Hi, Sharon. I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast.
We're excited to have you. I mean, I see the beautiful things that you do, and it's really been amazing to watch you and what you do with young people as well. So, of course, we are very much excited to have you on the podcast today.
It's mutual. It's mutual. Thank you so much for your kind words.
Of course. I mean, it's the truth, right? So it's not like I'm saying anything out of the ordinary. So just to get the show started, can you share briefly about your work in the agricultural space? How did you get here? Are you one of those who never wanted to study agriculture but eventually found themselves here? Let's identify ourselves quickly.
All right. So my name is Femi Adekoya, and they call me the Flying Farmer. And yeah, to answer your question, fortunately, I am not part of those people. I am a agriculture has ever since been my childhood passion. And I do tell the story to say what inspired me into delving into the field of agriculture. It all started with passion, and the passion emanated or came from the idea that a young 8 years old or 9 years old boy, you know, would just thought of, if I can plant a seed of maize into the soil, or corn, whatever name you call it, and in the matter of weeks, I'm going to be reaping hundreds of that back. You know, I'm from a little entrepreneurship mindset. That means that I'm going to be making some huge gain. And so I see agriculture as, or that phenomenon as a multiplication venture. So, and that was how my heart opened up to, I began learning about agriculture from my junior secondary school, you know, becoming the Young Farmers President, extracurricular activity in secondary school or high school, as you may call it. The passion keeps burning. I chose agriculture, particularly to study horticulture at university level, my first degree, which I actually did excellently well as a first-class student and best graduate student. And that is actually a reflection of my passion. So still on the passion. And while I was in school, that's university days, I began my agribusiness, and I can date it back to 2012. So it's more than a decade now. I mean, and this is beyond passion now, making money from my passion actively, growing vegetables, raising animals. I mean, I did quite a lot of things that sometimes I need to be reminded that I did. And yeah, we have today, still pursuing agriculture, perhaps in another level.
Excellent, excellent. I mean, I really commend you. I know it's not easy. I mean, but I really, really, really commend you for getting to this point. I mean, this is something that you wanted to get involved with right from childhood, and you were still able to pursue that passion. You know, many of us would probably just be like, I want to be a banker, I want to be this, and then when we grow up, we're not that. But it's really interesting to see someone who really wanted to get into agriculture from the very beginning and still pursuing it. So once again, I and my listeners will commend you for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Sure, sure. So I like to believe that there are people out there looking for opportunities in the agriculture sector. And before you can really get to explore those opportunities, you should at least have a good knowledge of that thing. Because so many young people are going into agriculture and they keep saying agriculture is not profitable. But my thought around that is you probably do not have a good knowledge about that business you're trying to venture into. So you now have the mindset that agriculture is not attractive or it is not profitable. But that's not where we are right now. But just to make things a little bit easy for our listeners, I'd like you to at least share with us the basics of drone technology and how it works. So, I mean, let's try to educate people, or the young people who are very much interested in starting drones or wanting to go into this space, at least let them have a basic understanding, because I think that is where the issue is. They need to understand the business that they're trying to get into before venturing into it. So I think this would help if we can break it down a little bit more. Thank you.
Okay. If I get a question, you mean just talking about introducing drone technology itself, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. So listeners, drone technology has a lot of terminologies, you know, from being called unmanned aerial vehicle, that's UAV, that's a short acronym, to unmanned aerial systems, as the case may be, to remotely piloted aircraft. Some also call it aerial robots, you know. So, but if I would give a definition to drone, or drones are actually aircraft, okay, that are remotely piloted by human operators. And from the name unmanned, it means that there is no one on board, compared to your conventional aircraft like the aeroplane, Airbus, you know, that takes you from Abuja to London, you know. So I mean, there is a pilot on board, controlling the affairs and piloting the aircraft, that is the plane or the helicopter, on board. But when it comes to drone, there are also a category of aircraft that no one is actually on board, but they are actually an aircraft that is controlled. That could actually be controlled by a human operator, or with some degree or level of autonomy. That means they can actually fly themselves, and that is actually through the enablement of some basic navigation system and embedded system, and also artificial intelligence. So basically that is actually what drones are. And we have different kinds of drones. You know, designs are evolving every day, however, but major categories of drone in terms of design or propulsion system how they fly. We have the fixed wing, we have the multi-rotors, and we also have the hybrid. So the fixed wings are similar to what our aircraft, I mean our conventional aircraft. When I say conventional aircraft, I'll just take your mind to your, you know, piloted aircraft where you have air hostesses and all that, you know. So they look more like that, but maybe miniature or some sort. So and that's because their propulsion system is different from another category, which is called multicopter. So here we have rotors, just like an helicopter, you know, something is, you know, the motor is moving and giving the aircraft a lift into the air. And we have an hybrid of these two. So the hybrid of these two, just like the I've mentioned for the two, so there's an hybrid of the two. So both of them, or all of these with their unique advantage, how they fly, and also the advantage they confer. I think that's basic when I talk about drone technology generally. Sharon, that's it.
Thank you so much. I think you made it very much simple for anyone to easily comprehend. For me, I'm not so much of a tech person, so I'm also learning here. So don't mind me if I probably just get carried away trying to just listen to you talk. Maybe I would even go back and listen to the podcast myself, because, you know, when we are talking now, we're not really listening. But anyway, thank you for sharing that and making it very much easy for our listeners. So we both know that, before I get there, do you also have, or rather, what do you say about this controversy or something where they say technology would take lots of people's job away? So could we, what can you really just push out? I mean, just to still let young people know that in this field as well, they may not experience that, because to me, I don't think that technology can take your jobs away, right? Except you, should I say, you compete, should I put it that way? I mean, if you're in line, if you're up to date with what is going on, then you shouldn't be worried about tech taking your jobs, right? Or robots or drones. So what can you really just push in line with drone technology?
Okay, so making a comment on that, I mean, one of my first TED talk, talking about steering in waters in technology. I actually addressed this issue relatively. And to answer your question, we do say the only thing that does not change is change, because change is constant and everything evolves. And so also we looking at the civilization of the human race, we have always, civilization is all about change, is about evolution. So I said all that to actually make a point to say things do change. So the question is, are you going to evolve with the change, or are you going to go extinct? Because change is the holy constant. Now what I'm just trying to make a point, the point I'm trying to make is that technology is a constant thing. We, from the advent of time, agriculture itself, let's put agriculture at the front burner now, or as a spotlight now, it has evolved over time. In the industrial world, we have what we call industry 1.0, industry 2.0, industry 3.0. Now we are in industry 4.0. So also in agriculture, we have agriculture 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. Now we are establishing in 4.0. And all of this thing is just not about numbers. It's about the significant change over time. So in agriculture 1.0, you know, man uses animal-driven, you know, technology, you know, and to heed the ourselves, because the essence of technology is so that we can be able to heed ourselves, so that we can be able to have a better life. Okay, that's why we have technology, and technology can actually come in different ways, either in hardware, in software, or even in policy, or even in strategy, or even in practices. So technology comes in different ways or manner. Now the point is that technology has always been. So the let's take for example a typewriter. A typeset is what do we call them? You know, those who actually, the secretaries who actually used typewriter those days, perhaps in the 1960s or so. Forgive me if I'm not getting the day right, the time right. But who is using typewriter these days? So then now the question is, looking at the secretary who has actually gotten a Guinness Book of Record in the best type in using typewriter, you know, he or she would not move to the latest technology, trust me, they will not find a place in this new only 21st century. So now the question is, technology is not necessarily taking our jobs away. It's technology and actually making our lives better. Now, what we need to pay attention to is, are we changing, or perhaps in the evolution of this technology, how are we controlling the narrative? How are we changing? How are we directing the affairs or the hem or the direction of this technology? So that is actually what matters. So as the person who has a worry of, hey, AI is taking my job, oh, technologies are taking my job, brother and sister, father or mother, that you may be listening, the fact is that technology is ever constant. When internet came, people complained and say, oh, this is going to make people lazy, they're not going to go to library anymore. But is that a discussion now? Now we're talking about ChatGPT. We are going to get over it. We talked about calculator, which I don't know. You know, technology is always constant. So to every generation, we have that. So I hope that my explanation has actually given some bit of enlightenment, and perhaps it spurs you to actually pay attention to the times.
Of course. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I really like to push out this message so people know that they just really have to keep up with the trends, keep up with what's going on for you to still be relevant. So any chance I get, I have to push this this question out so that young people can really know it is up to them. Do I want to change or do I want to remain where I am? So I guess you just really made it very clear. So we'll see how people would react eventually to more technology coming in, because it won't stop.
Yeah, it won't stop.
Mm-hmm. So we know that drones technology has been playing a major role in different areas, for example, the security services, military, construction, media, and a lot more. So now let's come back to the agriculture sector, right? How is drone influencing the agriculture sector for the better? How is drone technology, yes, influencing the agriculture sector for the better? What are your thoughts?
Okay. As an agricultural professional myself, who was found its place using drone technology to make life better, I always find this question repetitive, but it is actually necessary for me to keep repeating. And I always get this question quite a lot, and that's because this is a new technology, and the onus lies on people like myself to always share. Now, how are drones or drone technology influencing or making life better for us in the agricultural sector? I would categorize them into two, or in terms of functionality, drones are tools, emphasis on tools, that helps us to collect data and also help us to perform specific tasks, which are either to physical, mechanical, or in nature. Now, to explain better and to bring it more relatively, we now live in the 21st century. We live in the fourth industrial revolution, which is also regarded as the digital age, a digital revolution. this is the age where data is actually key. We have various products today, you know, that are given to, I mean, we have them today because of data. So now in agriculture, we have billions of data sets, and data is actually very necessary for us. We know, basically, we know data as a raw fact. A raw fact. It means that we need data to actually make informed decision. Okay. So for us in agriculture, we have what we call factors of production. So, and these factors of production are basically four, but I would introduce the fifth one, and this would emphasize the importance of data. Then I will come back to drone technology. We have one, land, labor, and capital, and the fourth standing is the entrepreneur or management. However, the entrepreneur or the manager or management would not be able to optimize the three aforementioned resources, land, labor, and capital, if there is no information, or perhaps people say if there is no data, you know. So you need to actually have deep information and insights to be able to optimize these resources, to be able to optimize the use of these resources, to be able to guarantee maximum benefit or output. I know these are economic terms, but that's just basic. It's just agricultural economics 101. Now, so this is why drone technology comes in as a tool to help us to actually harvest data, to collect data. So when we are able to collect the data, we can then process the data. We can then turn the data around, okay, to then say, oh, I can see an insight there. Oh, this is the pattern. Okay, when I combine these and these together at this time, helping us to know how to produce, when to produce, you know, the five wives, or is it four wives and one husband, you know, we can be able to answer basic production questions in the agricultural sector or across the value chain. So now, making it relatively, I can actually use drones to actually collect data. I mean, raw fact about my plant health as a farmer. If you are a maize farmer, you know, you've planted hundreds of hectares of land, you know, with drone technology, you can be able to easily collect data, you know, from a bird eye perspective or from above perspective, and be able to collect your data in a fast manner or rapid manner that helps you to quickly take informed decision and tells you if you need to actually apply fertilizer. Oh, if your crop actually need fertilizer, or it is actually a particular disease, or, you know, fungal disease, you know, you can be able to harvest that data, or perhaps data around your plant population, because your plant population is directly proportional. I mean, what I mean is that it's positively correlated. It is when there is high, what I'm saying is that where there is high or optimal plant population, you are sure to actually get a better yield. But when you have low plant population, you are sure to actually have low yield. These are data. You want to actually collect, have an inventory of your farm. How many plants germinated? That's the question. How many plants germinated? The drones can actually help us to do that. You cannot plant 1 hectare of cassava, which was supposed to be, which is supposed to be 10,000 plants per hectare, planting at 1 meter by 1 meter spacing, you know. But after planting, how do you ascertain that you actually had 10,000 plants on your field? If you are getting 7,000, it means that you are from the beginning. If 30% did not germinate, it means that you have lost 30% of your yield already, you know. So how do you know this? How do you then confirm your plant population? This is actually one of the ways drone technology is coming in. Data around your land area. You've just bought the land, you know, you want to actually measure it. Oh, but it's actually an expanse of land. You cannot actually work it accurately. But flying drones over it, collecting the data, we map the place. We can be able to do a boundary mapping and get an accurate measurement of that land. Be it you are buying a land, or perhaps you are providing a service as a service provider yourself, or perhaps you are leasing the land. So there are a lot of ways that we can actually bring to technology to help us collect data. When I mean data, what should come to your mind is insight. Now, the second part is performing some specific activity. Yes, just simple. So specific activities, for example, spraying of your crops. Crop protection is very, very important in securing your yield. So you have invested a lot of money. Oh, you've bought the best of the seeds, but the seed company can tell you, oh, this productivity is top notch, you know. But the question is, when pest comes, they do not actually respect your productivity level. The question, so how can you actually protect your investment? This is where crop protection comes in, and drone technology is revolutionizing crop protection. You know, how you coming into your field and applying crop protection products, be it herbicide, pesticide, be it organic form or inorganic form, as the case may be, you can be able to do this in a very short period of time and nipping pests and diseases into their board before they cause economic damage, you know, or before they go beyond the economic threshold. So these are ways, you know, we now have drones which you can use to harvest, you know. We now have drones that to harvest your tree crops, you know, oranges, even an apple. Yeah, there are drones already. There are drones for you to actually broadcast seeds, baits, fertilizers, broadcast fish feed or pellets, you know, broadcast lime on your field, broadcast manure, you know, and some granular substances. These are some of the ways drone technology is influencing a better agricultural sector.
Wow.
I will just stop there.
I think you've done more than enough. So if you want to continue talking, please, I'll let you. Really, I'm gonna let you. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I think you've really just covered what I really wanted you to push out for our listeners. But I'm just also still concerned about how many farmers are really utilizing drones at this point. From your experience so far, have you come across farmers that are really interested in making use of this for the benefits of their own farms? Just a quick question.
Okay. Yes, that's a short answer to your question. And to buttress that point, I'm a service provider. I lead a company called Integrated Rural Precision, so where we provide services, and we are in business, you know. So when we are in business, it simply means that there is actually a demand for us to be in business. So the demand is growing, truly, on a positive trajectory. It's increasing at an increasing rate, and we have clients already who have actually seen the benefit of drones, on their field, on their farms. Yeah, that's true. Spraying of their crops, crop monitoring, albeit at different level of acceptance or value perception, but already we have clients which we are serving already. Yeah, and we're in business.
Well, that's all I want to know. So this one now is for young people out there as well, who would like to learn about the opportunities that can be available to them. Many will want to go into tech because that's where we want them to go. We no longer want to hear them saying agriculture is not attractive, it is unprofitable. So we want to show them a path that they could use. I mean, they don't necessarily have to go to the farms anymore. They don't have to carry hoes and cutlasses. So we are saying, make use of your creativity to transform and bring something innovative to the agricultural sector. Put together the art and the science and come up with something. So that is where we are trying to push them to, right? So what are the opportunities for them if they decide to go into drone technology? How can they tap into it?
Okay. The use of drone technology, opportunities in drone technology, quite enormous. And now I know that is actually a cliche, but now let me state the opportunities that are present in the use of drone technology. Now, like I said, I've actually defined in terms of functionality drones as a tool. So now, if you are studying any agricultural course or you have interest in agriculture, the different professions, or I would say careers, that drone technology itself is carving out for you, okay? Which I would say. Now, let's start with drone piloting or operation. You know, there is, in drone piloting and operation, I am a drone pilot. Of course, in my organization, I'm the chief drone pilot and accountability officer. Okay, so that means that I oversee other drone pilots and ensure that the organization is taking into practice and delivering a safe, efficient operation in all of our dealings, you know, based on regulation and every other framework or ethics. Now, as a drone pilot, you know, you can actually be a drone pilot in agriculture. Piloting the drone, you know how sexy or attractive, if you put it in Gen Z parlance, how that is, you know, to I'm a drone pilot in agriculture, you know. I mean, that, I know that interests you, that makes sense, you know. Than you are now more than, that's what it means, like you are more than, you have moved away from using hole and cutlass, you have moved away from backing a 20 liter knapsack sprayer, and you are, you know, agitating with your left hand or your right hand, walking at a constant pace, trying to cover your nose and your head, you know that kind of drudgery and struggle on the field, you know, the sun beating you. But with drone technology, guess what? You can actually be at the edge of the field. You know, you are there because you need to be there. But the drone is actually the one doing the job for you. You can set it autonomously and it begins to spray without you even inhaling the chemical. You know, you can be perhaps in your office. You are a farmer yourself. Can be in your office and send your drone from your office space, veranda, and it go up and go scout the field for you autonomously. It will come back to you with reports, you know, with reports perhaps in PDFs or in some format, you know, that may be useful to you going forward to explore the data you've actually collected. You know, I'm actually painting what the reality, not the future. Yeah, I'm painting the reality now. What is actually happening with drone technology? You know, you can, perhaps you are an agronomist, you know, agronomist or a consultant. You now you can actually call yourself a data-driven agronomist. You can call yourself a precision agronomist. You know, now these are actually the terms, but beyond the terms, that is actually what you're doing. You are actually using drones as a tool in your hands to, okay, or you're going for inspection work on a farm, and I have 10 hectares of land, how are we going to trek, or how are we going to navigate the field? They say, Mr. Farmer, okay, be at rest, let me, as I pilot my drone and collect the data I need, and I'll write you my report, I'll send you the report when I get home, thank you so much. You know, I mean, because the drone is going there on the field to see what you want to see, you know, to go do the inspection for you, and then you're writing a robust report based on your knowledge and expertise, exploring the data, the vegetation indices. You can also be a remote sensing specialist. You know, there are a lot of venues for you to come in. Perhaps you're an engineer or you have interest in technicality. You can begin now. We now assemble our drones in Nigeria, you know, and we're about to even start training people on that. You know, we have a team of engineers already. You can become an agricultural drone engineer or technician, you know, trying to troubleshoot what's the problem with this drone, repairing it, ensuring that it's actually at the best efficiency level. You know, you can actually become a crop health and disease analyst, you know, and that's because you use drones as your tool. You can become a software developer because drone technology can kind of write on software, you know, different software for different purposes. You can actually write codes to actually ensure that we can operate drone autonomously to actually fulfill specific tasks. And you can, you know, maybe you have flair for sales and marketing. There is actually a space for you there, of course. Also training too. Yeah, training like I do training, and I do training and education through my academy. So that's actually one of some of the things we do. By the way, my academy is Precision Feed Academy. So we do precision agriculture. There's a lot of ways you can actually plug in. You know, now we're talking about drones for logistics. I look forward, this is actually not yet in Nigeria, but in some medical feed, it's actually available. Both for agriculture or for massive transportation, but it's actually something that would be coming soon, and the technologies are here already, just for policy to catch up or regulation to catch up. So there's a whole lot of ways you can actually come in. If you're a computer scientist, of course, I've mentioned software, I've mentioned artificial intelligence is actually playing a very huge role when it comes to drone data. You know, how can we explore our data? You know, now we're talking about computer vision, you know, or machine vision. Now we're talking about image processing or image analysis. These are actually ways you can actually specialize to in this 21st century agriculture as enabled by drone technology.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Guys, you're hearing, there are so many things to do, so many things. So I really don't want to hear anybody saying there are no jobs. I don't want to hear people keep saying agriculture is not attractive. That is the reason why I am having these experts on the show, so you can hear from them directly. So you'll see that there is something for you to really do. I mean, if you decide to put in the work, you have to put in the work if you really want to succeed in any sector. So, I mean, nothing good comes easy, right? So these are awesome opportunities available to you. Just connect, just start doing something. I'm sure that you can always reach out to Femi. I'm sure. I mean, through his Precision Academy, I think he works with youths also that he helps them to also get training. So this is something that you should do. But meanwhile, please tell us a little bit about the academy so people can really know how they can start getting involved, get trained for this, and switch to the areas of interest also.
Awesome. So Precision Feed Academy, our vision is to actually train or raise youth who are, despite your background, you know, who are digitally savvy farmers and agricultural professionals, contributing to sustainable and equitable development of your community, leveraging on the power of technology. So our mission, particularly in short, is just to, you know, just like the vision, is to raise the next generation of tech inclined and digitally savvy farmers and professionals. So we have three methodology to actually achieving this mission. One is actually education and knowledge sharing. We have monthly webinars where we bring top experts and professionals or practitioners in the field of precision agriculture or digital agriculture, bringing them on our space and sharing knowledge for about 1 hour, 30 minutes on emerging technology. We've talked about GIS, we've talked about drone technology, how to get started, a lot of questions. And also we have training and skill development, and that is where we have hands-on trainings, certifications, licensing, facilitation of your license, as case may be. For example, drone technology needs you to actually be a licensed person, just like you have licensed pilot, you know. So we have other skills that can actually benefit you too, from artificial intelligence, using of artificial intelligence in agriculture, data science in agriculture, geographic information system, and remote sensing. These emerging technologies are places that we are big on, or technology that we are actually big on and we're promoting. We also have the last point I mentioned, three methodologies, is coaching and mentorship. we understand that coaching and mentorship is very, very critical to actually shorten the span, you know, to success, you know, in venturing into something, and also eliminating the trial and error method, because somebody have actually gone ahead of you, somebody who is passionate can be able to share with you, I experienced this. This is how I think you should do it. This is how I think you should do it, and to actually gain success, you know. So, yeah, these are actually ways we are actually reaching our goal or our mission. So reach out to us, reach out to me, reach out to my team, precisionfieldacademy@gmail.com, or reach out to me personally. I have some little bit of digital footprints on some major social media. So my name is Femi Adekoya. You can also search for The Flying Farmer. You would always get through to me.
Thank you so much for sharing about your company and, of course, putting out the information for people to reach out. I'm very particular about that, and I'm sure that they would definitely benefit from what you have to offer. So I appreciate you once again coming on the show. I'm sure my listeners would definitely appreciate this episode. I mean, this is something really amazing, insightful and educating. So this is something to really benefit from. So I mean, I've gone listening to it too. So I will probably know how it would help my PR, right? And media. But of course, there's always something. I mean, there's always a way, so I'm going to look for it too. But thank you once again. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your experience, your knowledge with us on the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope our listeners have been inspired, enlightened, and you're going to be taking action. Yeah, that's the key.
Yes. They will take action. If they don't, I'll chase after them. But guys, we have come to the end of today's episode. I hope you love this episode. And of course, please share with your colleagues, share with any youths around you, because this is something really amazing, beneficial to those who are looking to get into agriculture and also the tech space as well. So I want you to follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, LinkedIn. That is where you'll find Let's Talk Agriculture. And also explore all of our episodes. We have amazing episodes. We have blockchain, we have supply chain, we have lots of them. So please do check it out and let us know any other topics you'd like us to cover. Thank you so much.